the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And we went yard yesterday, Lundy. As Juan Soto eclipsed a fence at plus 400, and we cashed a ticket. It was a profitable opening day if you listened to this podcast yesterday. So let's run it back with another home run prop. And I'll bat leadoff here, and I'll get your thoughts here in a minute. I'm going to go with the Tampa Rays, Randy Arozarena, going up against the Baltimore Orioles and John Means. And he doesn't mean a whole lot of business, not against Arozarena, because in his career, the reigning AL Rookie of the Year, 6-for-13 with a pair of doubles, two bombs and two RBI against Means over those 13 at-bats. And last season, absolutely tattooed the Baltimore Orioles. And again, who didn't? As he raked a .448 batting average with eight long balls and 58 at-bats. So Randy Arozarena, let's stay hot here and hit one out of the park at plus 60. Lundy, your thoughts, or maybe you got a pick?
Well, I do have a pick, but I'm hoping everybody is paying attention to the opening day, opening week of baseball boosts that are out there. Ooh. Because, Brad, ooh, yesterday, Caesars was providing you a 50% boost on a home run hitter. So naturally, I mean, I paired it up with a couple others, but naturally I did Soto. So I got a 50% boost on top of what we hit yesterday.
So folks, sweet baby
Jesus. I'm just saying, whatever book you use or whatever's out there in your jurisdiction, a lot of them are throwing bonuses and boosts and things out for this opening weekend of baseball. So make sure you're shopping around, because you could take something as simple as the home run that is sitting there at a plus 400, and you could essentially boost yourself up, get yourself some extra dollars. And so just make sure you're paying attention to these bonuses this weekend, because they do this every year during baseball, and you get a chance to get some extra cash. Brad, I'm going to go to Coors Field, and I'm going to say, screw it. Give me Chris Bryant at plus 425
yes!
to hit a round tripper in his debut for the Colorado Rockies. And by the way, this is only plus 310 at FanDuel. DK, plus 425 for your former, you know, kind of apple of your eye there with the Cubs.
Yes, my former man crush.
Now playing for the Rockies here in Denver. So I say screw it. Plus 425 for Chris Bryant in a game that's got an over-under of 11.5. Sure, I'll rock and roll with Chris.
Yeah, the weather in Denver is supposed to be ideal. Brilliant sunshine,
today, yeah.
62 degrees. Sure, why the heck not? Hit one out and over the short porch there at left, KB. And with that, let's get to it here on this Freaky Friday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, let's go to the ice here. Let's drop the puck and make some bucks. What do you like in the NHL this evening, my man?
Well, our featured pick on yesterday's pod missed. However, the two-legger that I told you to take in bonus time in terms of the over-unders, those did hit between Calgary, San Jose, Buffalo, Carolina. Let's go to a puck line. Now, this has been juiced up since I got it late last night. So I'll be honest with you, this is one you may want to pair up with, you know, maybe a baseball money line or something like that to be able to bring it down, because it's been juiced to minus 170. But I'm going to take the Florida Panthers at home against the Buffalo Sabres. I'm going to take them on the puck line at a minus 1.5. Like I said, I got it at a much better juice. It's up to 170, but you can pair it up with something else if you want. Florida, Buffalo put up a good fight earlier this week against Florida, managed to lose 5-3. And I'm just thinking that's about as good as Buffalo's going to do. So they lost by 2 the last time they played. I don't think they're going to get much closer than that. Plus, check this out. Florida has a plus 1.88 goal differential at home. So they're averaging winning by double goals at home. So I'm going to go ahead and lay the juice with this one. I may pair it up with another one. I got a two-legger for you coming up in bonus time. But take the Panthers at home to take care of Buffalo on the puck line.
Hopefully those Panthers will certainly pay.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the NBA. And if you've been watching live on the line, I've been writing a bit of a heater with the parlay of days on the money lines in that sport. So let's run it back here, Lundy. I got a little three-legger with three teams I still feel are motivated to cement their positions for the postseason. Give me Milwaukee. Going up on the road against the Detroit Pistons. Give me Utah hosting Phoenix, who is entrenched as the number one seed in the West. They have absolutely nothing to play for. And then give me Brooklyn at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who have really fallen off here down the stretch. Why do I like Milwaukee? Well, they are number eight in adjusted offensive efficiency at 1.185 points per possession. They have won 9 of their last 10 games just straight up. So hopefully that trend will continue. Meanwhile, why do I like Utah? Well, they're number 6 in net efficiency over the last 30 days and 9-1 in their last 10 straight up at home on the money line. So again, I think they'll hold home court there in Utah. And then give me Brooklyn. And why do I like them? Well, they're number 4 in net efficiency rating over the last 30 days. Cleveland, meanwhile, number 21 in that category. So uno, dos, tres. All three of those legs hit, plus 237. Put that together at BetMGM. I'm done with the tongue-twisting, Lundy. So please, get us back on track.
I have nothing to add other than you had me at heater because yesterday's four-legger obviously hit. If you're watching live on the line, you know Brad's been just kind of rolling down the river of cash here lately. So I'm gonna go with you on this one. I think you've still got some teams that have a little bit of motivation to be able to play. So a nice simple three-leg money liner at the plus odds. Like I said, you had me at heater.
Oh, yeah. Let's let it ride. Continue to burn brightly for me, NBA.
Number 3.
All right, sticking in the association. This is actually my favorite bet on the board tonight. You know, at tape time, very limited amount of player props are being offered. But game props galore right now at DraftKings. And I'm zeroing in on the Charlotte Hornets, who are going to pack quite the sting, I feel, against the fading Chicago Bulls on the road. Give me the over on 114.5 team total points at DraftKings at minus 115. Now, Charlotte, shockingly, Lundy, 1-13 overall and back-to-backs, but they lead the NBA in back-to-backs points scored per game, which is very strange. So they've kind of been the bearers of bad luck. Obviously not playing any defense in those back-to-backs, but they are still scoring the basketball, averaging 116.8 points per contest over the last month. They've been burning the nets. Charlotte number 2 in adjusted offensive efficiency, tallying 1.197 points per possession. Meanwhile, the Bulls over that same month stretch, number 20 in the NBA in defensive efficiency. Two prior meetings, Charlotte went for 109 points, so they were under in one, and they went over in the other, scoring 119. I think it's going to be more of the latter than the former. I think they're going to flirt with 120 in this one, and don't be shocked if they win this thing going away. So if you want to sprinkle a little action and plus odds on the money line, I certainly do not hate it. So fade or follow LaMelo Ball and the boys in Chicago on the over 114.5 team total points, again, minus 115 at DraftKings.
I got a lot of faith in Charlotte hitting their side of this. We need to see Chicago do some scoring here to be able to pick up their end of the bargain. But I do like this bet. I made this this same first half over bet with the Nuggets and the Grizzlies last night, and they crushed it. I mean, the Nuggets alone had 70 in the first half. So they took care of their number. They actually beat the over-under line yesterday by 10. So I like this one. I like going back to this well. And I think some of these first half lines, when you've got some teams that you aren't quite sure what they're going to do here down the stretch with the final couple games of the season, maybe play the first half. It's kind of like doing like a first, you know, first five inning bet in baseball because you don't really know what's going to happen after the starting pitching. Same kind of idea here. So play the first half. Bulls, hold up your end of the bargain, damn it.
Yeah, well, and don't play any damn defense, which is typical for the Bulls. It's just roll out the red carpet at the United Center for the opposition. Stick around for my top plays in Major League Baseball, plus bonus time across the NHL. Maybe working a little bit more NBA, and of course, more Rawhide.
Number 2.
All right, let's get after it here. Let's talk one of my favorite pitchers entering the Major League Baseball regular season, a guy that I feel is a dark horse to win the NL Cy Young. That is Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants. He was a printing press last season, making us the mint on his strikeout props. We're not going to focus on that this time, but I am going to take the under on 1.5 earned runs at home against the Miami Marlins. It's plus 105 at BetMGM. You look at Logan Webb last season, 148 and a third innings pitch, a sterling 9.59 strikeouts per nine with just a 3.03 ERA. His fastball, and more importantly, his slider has been nasty. I saw a Pitching Ninja post a compilation of some of his highlights from spring training, and it was unhittable. Just falls right off the table, much like it did last season. Why he was able to lure a 30.9% called plus swinging strike rate. You look at Miami, they were number two in Major League Baseball in strikeouts per nine as a collective for hitters. And looking at this lineup, only Garrett Cooper is projected to have a 340 plus on base percentage. So this should be a bottom barrel offense this season. And given just how gnarly Logan Webb is and the arsenal that he packs, I think he's only going to give up, you know, zero or maybe one earned run, and that is it in his 2022 debut. So Lundy, fade or follow Logan Webb under 1.5 earned runs against Miami, plus 105. Gets seduced by the juice there at BetMGM.
Yeah, and I like the idea that, you know, I just don't know who on the Marlins early in the game is going to rake against him. I like the fact that you're stealing some signs. You're looking at highlights, a little spring training, little lethal pitching taking place, which is basically the betting version of stealing signs. I'm just saying, you're digging around, finding these little social media videos, making sure he looks good. He does look good. I also like the under on Alcantara's strikeouts prop at 5.5, but unfortunately, been juiced to high heaven, so I won't be betting that one. I'll be looking for some other bargain there, but I do like Logan Webb. I like this earned run props. Again, folks, baseball gives you so many different ways to play player props. It doesn't just have to be, will he get a hit? Will he get a strikeout? You could dig around and find some pretty cool stuff.
Well, maybe you do this, Lundy. You take that Sandy Alcantara under on the 5.5 Ks or 4.5 Ks, whatever it is, and they do a little same game parlay and take Logan Webb, maybe say over 5 strikeouts or 4 strikeouts. His line's at 5.5. Reduce the juice, get seduced by the juice. Bam! You're in, baby. So I could see that working out for you. But regardless, we're all in on Logan Webb.
Number one.
All right, let's go to my top play in Major League Baseball tonight. And John Gray, welcome to the American League, my friend, because you are about to get pounded. A lot of emotion sure going to be built up because Toronto is finally back at home for the first time in 2 friggin' years. And as a result, they're going to be breaking out the lumber at the expense of John Gray's early season ERA. I am taking the over on 2.5 earned runs for the former Colorado Rockies starter. That is at plus 110, Lundy, available at DraftKings. This one's a bit puzzling to me. You know, you look at Toronto last season, all they did is apply bat to ball. They had the lowest K percentage of any team in Major League Baseball. Now, Gray did a remarkable job given the unfriendly conditions that he normally would pitch in there at Coors Field. Had a 9.48 K per nine. An xFIP of 4.04, and that ERA, now with the Texas Rangers, should come down a little bit this season. But, the issues that you worry about here is his reliance on the fastball. He threw it 47% of the time last year, and it rated out at minus 13.5. Yikes. When you are facing the likes of Bo Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Teoscar Hernandez, and all of the heavy bats that the Toronto Blue Jays boast, he is going to get pounded. So Godspeed to you, John Gray. Well over 2.5 earned runs, again, against the Blue Jays at home for the first time in 2 years. Lundy, fade or follow, plus 110 at DraftKings.
I've seen John Gray in person, and it's not pretty. As you said, he's a former Rocky. I just think there's going to be a lot of juice flowing there in Toronto. I think you make a really good point about how long it's been since they've had a chance to play a home game. And so to me, this is a combination of John Gray. Chances are getting lit up. A very good lineup with Toronto and the emotion of getting a chance to open at home and play at home for the first time in so long. All of this aligns for John Gray to have an absolutely horrible outing. Sorry, John, he's a nice guy, but no, this is going to be lethal for Gray. I think he's in trouble. I'll take the over as well. And you said plus odds. Oh, baby, pretty, pretty.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That ERA could be like 54 by the end of the day for Todd Gray. All right, Lundy, let's get after here. A little bonus time. What else you like across the smorgasbord of sports betting?
I'll tell you what, speaking of lighting up the scoreboard, let me go back to the ice really quickly. Two overs that I like tonight. It's a light slate of games in the NHL. Obviously, there were 10 yesterday, so not a big surprise that we're looking a little lighter on the schedule today. But there's two overs that I like. We start off in St. Louis. The Minnesota Wild will be there. I'm taking the over on six goals between those two teams. Also taking the over between Colorado and Winnipeg, the Avs on the road, taking on the Jets. Put both of those together. They're minus 120 by themselves, but if you pair them both together, if you want to bet them combined into a two-legger, that's a plus 236.
I like it quite a bit. All right, let's go back to baseball. I got several additional plays that I've already fired off tickets on. Some of these are earlier in the day, so I will, you know, hopefully – cue everybody, and if I can remember here in time exactly when that first pitch is. So let's go ahead and start off with a matchup between the LA Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies. That total is sitting at 11.5 right now, Lundy, and I think it's too high. I'm going to take the under on that game total. Walker Buehler against Mr. Kyle Freeland. Buehler at 4.86. Buehler. ERA against Colorado in 16 2/3 innings pitch last season. Freeland, a 3.24 ERA in 25 innings pitch against the Dodgers, a team that he's had a lot of success against despite their big bat lineup. The under is hit in 7 of the last 10 meetings between these two teams, and I think this is just too high. I mean, this could be like a 6-5 game, and you still win because Captain Hook could be quite friendly to you. I know the conditions are great. They're at Coors Field. It's going to be a phenomenal opening day, but the under, I think, does cash here at 11.5 runs at minus 110. Elsewhere, Washington and the New York Mets give me no runs scored in the first inning, Lundy, at minus 115. Instant payout if you're into such things. You want that gratification. Max Scherzer on the bump after signing that massive contract over the season going against his former employer. And they're going to trot out Josiah Gray. Last season, Mad Max, 2.10 ERA. First time through the order. Gray, a little bit more rocky, 4.40 ERA. First time through the order. But I'll roll the dice here, take my chances that no player hits the plate in the first inning under 0.5 runs in that first frame at a minus 115. And I'll throw out one more as well with a 3:10 Central Time first pitch. Seattle and Minnesota, give me the under 2.5 runs through the first three innings at minus 145. This one at BetMGM, yeah, it's juiced up a little bit. Got Robbie Ray going up against Joe Ryan of the Twinkies. Robbie Ray, 1.88 ERA, masterful first time through the order last season. And Joe Ryan, no slouch in his own right, 2.13 ERA, first time through the order. And a guy that's got pinpoint control, just a 1.69 walks per nine with a 10.13 K per nine last season over 26 2/3 innings pitch. So I like those quite a bit. And I don't think I have anything else in the NBA. It's unfortunate that Nikola Jokic is not playing tonight because I would be all over everything Jokic. I mean, his rebounds prop. Oh, my God, Lundy. Just a cash cow.
I guarantee you he's going to sit the final game. Head coach Michael Malone didn't come out and say it last night, but it sounds like Joker is actually going to sit out the final regular season game. Now that they know for sure that they are not in the play-in rounds, but you probably saw it last night. Hat tip to Ryan Blackburn, who actually discovered this stat, that Jokic last night became the first player in NBA history to have 2,000 points, 1,000 boards, and 500 assists in a single season.
It's insane. MVP.
It's
a lot.
That is an absolute – it is insane to me that they just celebrated the 75 years of the NBA, the 75 best players in history, and nobody has ever done what he just did.
Yeah, I mean, it's just remarkable. It really is. And a guy that is the best player of the world. I don't think there's an argument to be made for anybody else. And I will fight anybody to the death if they disagree. Nikola Jokic, your MVP of the NBA this season, just doing silly things statistically. All right, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on social media on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.